Morning. Today's daf in Erevin, daf Ayin Dalet. We're in Ayin Gimel Midbeis. We started the Mishnah yesterday. I read the Mishnah yesterday, and we're starting now the Gemara in Ayin Gimel Midbeis. Perek Hadar, which means we're in the sixth perek of Erevin, and that means that we're discussing Eruve Chatzeros. Since the beginning of the perek, which takes us all the way back to Samach Aleph, Samach Aleph of Midbeis, so we've been discussing now the requirements of incorporating putting everyone together into one singular entity so that I can carry now from my house into the Eruv. We talked about Schiris Diras Akum, the rental of the non-Jewish residents in the Chatzir, and many discussions that we've had over the course of this parak talking about the requirement of Eruv, Schira, and of course, spending a lot of time on Bittul, on relinquishing your rights if in fact you fail to make an Eruv, contribute to the Eruv. With all that stated, we started now the Mishnah on Ayin, the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud, the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, going to the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, now describes a chatzer that's opened up into a mavui, five chatzers that are opened up into a mavui. In this scenario that we're about to describe, so the five are lined up side by side. The way the Mishnah presents it, they all have openings to one another. So that means to say that I can walk from chatzers A to B, from B to C. In other words, there's an opening between each one, and in each one respectively also has an opening into the Mavui, into the adjacent street. I say street, by the way, it's not really a street. A Mavui is a closed off area. It's got three walls around it, so it's really a Rishus HaYachid, the Mavui, but it's more, there's more traffic on the Mavui, obviously, because if you couldn't, you know, envision the traffic pattern, people are walking from the house to the chatzer. So chatzer also already has a little bit of traffic. And all of those chatzers are filling out, spilling out into the Mavui. The Mavui obviously has more traffic. We talked in the Mishnah over here about creating an Erev and creating a Shituf. Remember, there are basically two things that we need to do in order to be able to carry from my house to the chatzer and my chatzer to the Mavui. In order to carry from my house to the chatzer, so that's the classic Erev. That what we're going to do, everyone, every member of the chatzer is going to contribute bread, put the bread in the basket, and put the basket in somebody's house. In order for me to be able to carry from the chatzer to the mavui, that also is going to require a unification, incorporation. And that's what's called shituf. Shituf is essentially the same thing as Eruv, but on a larger scale. It allows me to carry from my chatzer to the mavui, and then subsequently from the mavui to somebody else's chatzer. So what do we do over here? So every chatzer is going to contribute food. By shituf, it doesn't have to be bread. By shituf, it could be any food in the world, except for water and salt and mushrooms. And so every chatzer is going to contribute. And with the contribution of every chatzer, now we're going to simply place that in somebody's chatzer. And now we have unified, we've incorporated all the b'nei chatzer. And so now it can carry from the chatzer to the mavui. Okay. There is a discussion, a debate that we've seen earlier in the Masechta, which we're going to revisit today. If we made a shituf, which already incorporates everybody, do I additionally have to make an Eruv? That's the machlokus between Tanaim. Rav Meir says you do. The Chachamim say you don't. In this regard, we're going to be machmir like Rav Meir. Generally speaking, in the world of Eruvin, we're mekel. But this is going to be an area where we're going to be machmir. At least the Gemara paskened so earlier. Rav paskened earlier like Rabbi Meir. Let's do the Mishnah again. I know I did it yesterday. Let's do it again. And we will discuss all this in detail in the context of the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically paints three scenes. Number one, Chamish Chatzeres, Psuchos Ulezu, Psuchos Amavui. You have five Chatzeres. Each one is open to one another, and each one is open up to the Mavui. Erva Bechatzeros. Let's say they made an Erev amongst the Chatzeres. Now that means that not only did each Chatzer make an Erev, but each Chatzer made an Erev with each other. Okay? As we've talked about in the past, and when we start the seventh paragraph, we're going to talk about this in more detail. When I have two chatzeres that are open up to one another, they can make separate Eruvim, but they can also make one joint Eruv. They can merge and make a merger Eruv that combines the two. Here, the way the Mishnah is describing it, all five of them merged into one singular Eruv, but they didn't make a shituf, they just made an Eruv for their chatzeres. So in case number one, because they only made an Erev and they didn't make a Shituf, so I can carry in my Chatzer, I can even carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, but I cannot carry something into the Mavui because we didn't unify the Mavui. Good. Case number two, top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Im Nishtatfu B'Mavui, Mutarin Kan V'Kan. Now, if I made a Shituf for the Mavui, so then everything is permissible. Now, exactly how to read the Mishnah over here, as I mentioned yesterday, as we went through the Mishnah yesterday, I'm going to reiterate right now. As we go through the Mishnah over here, this part of the Mishnah is talking about and an Eruv. Okay, not clear. We'll come back to that point in just a moment. Eruv b'chatzeres v'nishafu b'mavoi. Case number three of the Mishnah. Let's say I made an Eruv amongst the chatzeros, and I also made a shita from the mavoi, however, shachach echad me'mnei chatzer v'lo Eruv. One of the members of the chatzer failed to make an Eruv. Mutar kan v'kan. It's fine. I can carry. I can carry from chatzer to chatzer, from chatzer to mavoi, it's fine. Because, let's think about it. We have a shituf. A shituf already incorporates everyone together. It already goes through the process of unification. So now all that happened is somebody in the chatzer failed to contribute to the Eruv. Yeah, but we got a backup shituf.
But he contributed to the shituf?
Assumption is yes. Yes. It's just the error that they forgot. Let's say somebody failed to contribute to the shituf, so then but everyone contributed to the eruv, mutar b'chatzer, so here chatzer obviously checks out. I can carry in the chatzer, I can carry from my house to the chatzer, I can carry from one chatzer to another, but because somebody didn't contribute to the shituf, so then the shituf is not going to work. Sh'amovu lechatzer is b'chatzer labatim. Mavu is to chatzer, as chatzer is to bias. Meaning, as we described this yesterday, basically, when we're looking at a house to chatzer relationship, it's basically the same as chatzer to mavu relationship. House to chatzer, I'm going from my private domain into a more public area. Not that a chatzer is a reshus rabbin, we know that. A chatzer is a reshus yachid. But because everyone's going out of the house into the chatzer, it's a common area. So just like the Chachamim required us to unify, to make an Eruv, in order to be able to carry from my house to the chatzer, similarly, if I want to carry from my chatzer to the mavoi, same basic relationship. The mavoi is a more populated area. The traffic is now getting greater as we go into the mavoi, because multiple chatzeros are spilling out into the mavoi, and so consequently that means that if I want to carry from my chatzer to my mavoi, I have to unify, and that's done through the method of shituf.
How can a person get to the mavoi if he didn't do eruv on his chatzer?
Right. In other words, well, if you're in case number three, if the shituf was done, that unifies everybody. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. The Gemara is going to discuss it. The Gemara is going to present exactly what's going on. Who we're going like money. So let's start with the Gemara right away. The Gemara wants to know, file our Mishnah under whose opinion? Who's our Mishnah following? So Rabbi Meir, Dam Rabbi Neiruvin and Shituf, meaning if you look back at the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounds like we're going like Rabbi Meir, meaning that I need both. I need an Eruv Chatzeros and I need Shituf Mavos. And just because I have one doesn't mean that I'm excused from the other. So if I made an Eruv, I mean look at the first case of the Mishnah. So Eruv b'Chatzeros, if I made an Eruv amongst the Chatzeros, but I didn't make a Shituf, it's no good. Meaning what's no good? Meaning I can't carry from my chatzer to the mavoi. Even though the chatzeros basically have all been unified, it doesn't matter. I still need addition to the eruv, I also need a shituf. So it sounds like our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir. But then the Gemara says, okay, but move on in the Mishnah. Eima mitziyasa. V'im nishtatfu b'mavoi maturin kan v'kan. Asan l'rabanan. But then the Mishnah says, but once I set up my shituf, I don't need an Eruv Chatzeros. At least that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. And that takes us to the position of the Chachamim. That once you have a shituf in play, you don't need an Eruv Chatzeros. So, the Amri B'Chadasagya, Halokashya, V'im Nishtatu Nami Kamar. So the Gemara says that you misread the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Im Nishtatfu Nami, meaning, and if I made a shituf. Meaning the second case of the Mishnah is not, I just made a shituf. The second case of the Mishnah is, and I made a shituf. So I am a seifa. The Gemara says, fine. But then, bring us to the third case of the Mishnah. What was the third case of the Mishnah? We made a shituf, we made an eruv. We did both. However, for the eruv chatzeros, somebody forgot. What did the Mishnah say? It's okay. Well, why would it be okay? If the author of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, And Ramer is of the opinion that you need both. You need both the Shituf and you need the Eruv. And somebody in the Eruv forgot. So it should, according to Ramer, it shouldn't be okay. So Hechi Damid Ala Batal Amay Mutarin Ela Pshita Debatal. So the Gemara says, now, that one person who failed to make an Eruv, so if he wasn't Mevatal's Rishos, so why would it be permissible? So, but rather, so he was, must have been, he was Mevatal's Rishos. Ema Sefer, Shachachachem, Emne Mavo, Velo Nishadfu, Mutarim, Bechateros, Ve'asurim, Be'mavoi. Well, I can't really argue that Bittul was done because I go on to the next case of the Mishnah, and the next case of the Mishnah is talking about what? one of the members of the Mavoi forgot to add to the Shituf, so I can now carry in the Chateros and I can't carry in the Mavoi. Now, if Bittul was actually done, am I Asurim? Well, I don't understand. If the members of the Chatzar relinquished, shouldn't it be okay? So I'm Asurim b'mavui. V'chitem akasav Rabbi Meir ain bitul rishos b'mavui. Now maybe you want to make the argument. Look, bitul rishos, that's a Chatzar concept. That's not a mavui concept. V'hatanya shari bitul lachem rishos odivrei Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we know from a brisa that that's not true. Rabbi Meir accepts, he allows bitul to be done even in a mavui. Ela pshita de lo batel. So in other words, it's clear from the last case of the Mishnah that bittul was not done. So mit sefer de lo batel, reishana mit de lo batel. And if bittul was not done, so now we go back up a case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah where someone, again, we made two things. We made a shituf and we made an eruv. And one of the b'nei chatzar forgot to contribute to the eruv. And what did the Mishnah say? It's okay. Now, if we're saying that our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir, why should the conclusion be, oh, it's okay? Rav Meir requires both a shituf and an eruv. And as we just got done concluding, there is no, bittul was not done in our Mishnah. We showed how we go on, we go to the last case of the Mishnah, bittul was not done there, so bittul, no bittul is done at any point in our Mishnah. So once again, we're kind of stuck. How are you telling me that our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir? So Reisha v'sefer Rav Meir mitzvias Rabbanan. So, and then what? And now you want to tell me, well, as you read through the Mishnah, you just have to shift. The first case of the Mishnah, that's Rav Meir. Second case of the Mishnah, that's a Chachamim. Third case of the Mishnah is Rav Meir. That's very choppy, and as we know, that's not usually the modus operandi of Rebbe when he writes the Mishnayos. When he writes the Mishnayos, he usually likes to keep a consistent viewpoint in every case of the Mishnah. So the assumption generally is Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir. So let's ask the question one last time. How is our Mishnah going like Rebbe Meir? Specifically that middle case, where the middle case in the Mishnah was somebody forgot to contribute to the Eruv, and our Mishnah says, oh, it's okay. It shouldn't be okay according to Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says, Kula Rebbe Meir hi, v'time amai. So the Gemara explains like this. Okay, so we're going to say that our entire Mishnah goes like Rebbe Meir. And it's really simple, says the Gemara. Because, look, Rebbe Meir does say you need both. You need both a Shituf and you need an Eruv. But, let's think about this. Yeah, why? Why do I need both? Meaning, if I made a Shituf, haven't I incorporated everybody? Sure. Meaning, a Shituf is basically a grand merger of all the members of the Mavui, which means that basically we've unified everybody. I can carry from my house to the Chatzar, from my Chatzar to the Mavui. Really, Shituf is everything. Meaning, right, if you think about it, the Chachamim are right. Right, a Shituf is a super Eruv. That's very, it's very well said. And I totally agree. Right? It's a super Eruv. So why do I need an Eruv in the Chatzar once I already have a Shituf? The Chachamim are right. So as you remember, we already addressed this issue. We're addressing it again today. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that chinuch, meaning it's poor education. Right? You don't really need the Eruv, but children are going to be growing up in the Chatzar and they never saw an Eruv. Now, unbeknownst to them, they didn't need one because they had a Shituf. But still, it's not right that the children should be growing up and not having any idea or concept of what an Eruv is. So the only reason why I need an Eruv in addition to the Shituf is for purposes of Chinuch. Amar Rabbi Meir, being an Eruv, being a Shituf, shalo lishkach tos Eruv minatinokas. We just don't want kids to not know about Eruv. V'acha kevin deruba Eruvu lo mishakha. So here now, let's think about what's happening. We made a Shituf. So really, on the grand scale of things, we're fine. We're all unified. The only reason Rabbi Meir requires an Eruv is for chinuch purposes. If the majority of people set up their Eruv, so even Rabbi Meir is not going to say, okay, somebody forgot to be Ma'arev, it's not going to work. No. most set up an Erev. The only reason he requires Erev under these circumstances is because of Chinuch. We want the kids to see Erev. Most of the kids saw Erev. Okay. Chinuch for most of the children. All right. I know the whole idea of public education is education for everyone. Okay, so not everybody, but most everybody. That will be good enough. Now, I'm obviously being hyperbolic over here, but anyway, you get the basic idea. All right, that takes us through the first part of our Gemara for today. And really, all we did is basically identify who the author of our Mishnah is. And the Gemara soundly says the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. First of all, makes sense. Stam Mishnah ka Rabbi Meir. Okay, it is an anonymous Mishnah, so to attach Rabbi Meir's name to our Mishnah is fine. And it comes out that our Mishnah really requires both. It requires an Erev and it requires a Shituf. And just because we had a Shituf, we'll allow people to carry from the Chatzah to the Mavui, but that in of itself will not allow people to carry from the houses to the Chatzah. How do we have to do that? In addition to the Shituf, we also need to make an Erev. Conversely, if we made an Erev but we didn't make a Shituf, I can carry from my house to the chatzah, but I cannot carry from my chatzah to the mavul until shittuf is made. Good. That shittuf Rabbi Meir.
Is this regardless of whether it's done with pasta or with
bread? Well, Erev can only be done with bread.
Right.
So, and shittuf, you can go with really any food. We did have a discussion a couple days ago that if I do my shittuf with bread, so then even according to Rabbi Meir, it will cover everything. It will cover the shittuf and it will cover the chatzah as well. The bottom of the chatzers as well. Okay. Yeah, and we said, right, Rav said earlier that the halacha falls like Rabbi Meir,
yes.
Even though it's a chumrah. Yes, we do fall like Rabbi Meir. Even though it's a chumrah, right, if you remember that's the Gemara that takes us back to Ayin Aleph, right, to go two chumras in, that's too much, but one chumrah, the chumrah of Rabbi Meir we do adopt in the world of Erevin.
But you don't do it.
What do you mean? We do both, meaning we make a shittuf and we make an erev. Now, again, as I pointed out, if you make a shittuf with bread, even Reb Meir says you're good. That'll cover both the shittuf and the chatzer. That'll cover both the mavui and the chatzer. If I make my shittuf with bread, which is what we do nowadays, meaning we use matzah.
So if you do with bread, you don't have to do
that. Then it covers both. Correct. Okay. Good. Very good. We are in the middle of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and now, what was the case of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah had five chatzeros next to one another, and each one opening up into the street. Okay? Now, if you read our Mishnah, again, our Mishnah says, I'm going to read it, Chamish chatzeros psuchas zu lezu. There was an opening between each chatzer. As we've gone over a number of times, when you have an opening between chatzeros, then now you have a choice. I can either make two separate Eruvim for the two separate Chatzeros, or we can merge, and we can make one Eruv for both. And just simply either import or export. Import the Eruv to your Chatzer, import it to our Chatzer, or export it to your Chatzer. There, it doesn't matter. Okay. That's how we have in our Mishnah. The Gemara says Rav did not have that Nusach, that Girsa of our Mishnah. We are continuing in the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda Amarav. Amar of Yehuda, Rav lo tini psuchos zu lezu. When Rav learned our Mishnah, so he did not have the girsa of our Mishnah of psuchos zu lezu. Now, v'chein amar Rav Kahana, Rav lo tini psuchos zu lezu. Not only Rav Yehuda was a student of Rav, tell us that in the name of Rav, Rav Kahana also was a student of Rav, and he said the same thing, quoting Rav. Ikadami Rav Kahana gufe lo tini psuchos zu lezu. Now, according to another version, was Rav Kahana himself who made this point in our Mishnah. Either way. So, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, my time adol, tini psucha zulazum. Now, what's wrong? Meaning, why can't the chatzeros have entrances one into the other? Right? Good question. What's the difference? So, kasavar kol shitov shei machniso motzio derech psachim b'mavoi lav shmei shitov. So, right now, the Gemara is going to make its first proposal, which I'm going to let you in a little disclaimer. The Gemara is going to end up not accepting. But the proposal works like this. You see, what is a shituf? A shituf allows me to carry from my chatzer to the mavui. Because what essentially it does is it unifies. It incorporates the entire mavui and chatzer. It makes it one singular entity. Good. Now, essentially, what we are proposing is the following. In order for the shituf to work, now remember what we said, shituf is a collection of any food from every member of the chatzer, and what's going to now happen is that all the chatzerim are going to contribute to the shituf, and it's going to be placed not in the mavui, but in somebody's chatzer. Okay. So we know that the destination point of the shituf is going to be put in somebody's chatzer, actually in the chatzer itself. Not in somebody's house, but in the actual chatzer itself. Now on this, what we are, what Rav is proposing is the following. If you want the shituf to work, the shituf has to have been brought through the mavui. I'll say that again. In order for the shituf to work, I need the shituf to have been brought through the mavui. Now that doesn't mean that the shituf is actually going to be staying in the mavui, but it actually has to be brought through the mavui. I have 5 chatzeros. Each one is opened up into the mavui. So that means that I have to now pick up, let's say we're contributing wine for the shituf. Pick up the wine, walk it out of my chatzer, through the mavui, into the other person's chatzer. It's got to go through the mavui itself.
You can go directly from chatzer to chatzer.
If it goes from chatzer to chatzer, no good. Meaning that will not be a successful shituf. A shituf is going to require me to go through the mavui. It's almost as if, I was talking to Stu about this last night, it's almost as if we're like conquering the mavui, marching the shituf through the mavui.
The whole mavui.
Huh? It doesn't have to be the whole mavui, but in other words, it has to actually run through the mavui.
Right.
Okay. And the reason why Rav is objecting to our gears of the Mishnah is that since the chatzeros are opened up one to another, when I make my shituf, I never have to step foot in the mavui. And that's no good. The shituf has to run through the mavui. Has to. And if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lashme, kol shituf she'ein, right, Lashme shituf, Rashi, she'im yachnisu derech psachim she'mechatzel chatzer, ein nira k'shituf mavui. And if there's an opening between chatzeros, Rav will say, well, now I'm concerned that you will not do the shituf correctly, because you're going to bring the shituf over to the designated chatzer, but you're not going to go through the mavui. You're just going to walk through the doorways between the chatzeros. And so therefore, that's why Rav, when he learns our Mishnah, says that there cannot be a doorway between one chatzer and the next chatzer. Okay.
According to Rashi, it seems like of shituf she'ein that everyone has to go from this person.
Yes, yes, everybody. Yes, absolutely. Yes, correct. Everybody.
Without the doorways, how do you unify the chatzeres?
In other words, Rav will tell you that we're not unifying the chatzeres. Oh. Meaning, as far as carrying from one chatzer to another, that's not even the Mishnah's discussion. Mishnah doesn't care about that. You won't be able to. Correct. You won't be able to. The only thing the Mishnah is just telling us is how to create a shituf. And according to Rav, again, we're right now in a proposal of the Gemara. Gemara's not going to like this. But the proposal is that the only way the shituf is going to work is if everybody has to march the shituf out of their chatzer into the mavui and then take it to the designated chatzer. Obviously, by the way, the one chatzer who's going to be the receptacle of the shituf, obviously they're not going to have to, I'm assuming, I hope I'm right, they're not going to have to actually march their shituf out to the mavui back into the chatzer. I'm saying it. I'm not sure. Okay,
Contribute.
Right, if you're the right, correct. I'm assuming, and I may be wrong about this, but I'm assuming it's no different than the chatzer, where if you're the house that's hosting all the bread, you yourself don't have to contribute. All right, yeah. I may not be right. Okay, whatever. That point you can argue. So Lashmi Shut Eisve, the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. What about the following brisa? So the Gemara says that if I have a Baal Bayis that was a partner with his neighbors, right? Each one has wine, so then they don't have to make an error. So Hasam Da'afke Va'ayle. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there, what we can argue is that it was taken out to the Mavui and it was brought back in again. So maybe you can make that argument. So the Gemara says, "Ketsa Meshafim B'Mavu Yasam Nami Dafke Vayle." And again, we have a Mishnah of Ketsa Meshtatfin. How do I make Shituf? It's a Mishnah coming up later on. And again, the Gemara assumes, yeah, but I brought it out to the Chatzir, I brought it out to the Mavu, and I brought it back in again. Maskev le Rabba Bar Chanan Ela Me'ata Hiknol Pas Baselo Hachanam Edol Havi Shituf. So the Gemara says, well, what does that mean? If let's say I made a kinyan and I didn't do the march, right, the sheet of march, and we just did a kinyan, and now through the kinyan I acquired bread, you want to tell me now that that's not going to be a sheet of? And perhaps you'll tell me, yeah, correct? Meaning, you didn't do the sheet of march it through the mavui, it's therefore not good. The hammer of Yuramara, B'nei Chabur Shayim, Masubim, B'kiddush Alei Mayama. Hapasha al shulchan somchen alei mishum erov ve'amrila mishum shitov. So the Gemara says that let's say we're eating together. I can't tell you how many times in the Gemara we have a scenario where they're having a large meal on Friday afternoon. Meaning, right? It's right. You learn the 10th parak of Pesachim, and there again and again they're having a large meal on Friday afternoon. I don't know why. I don't think it was normal. Meaning, I don't think it was typically done. But I'm telling you, it comes up more than once or twice in the Gemara where they're having a large meal on Friday afternoon. Okay, back then, by the way, not in the Gemara, but in the time of the Rishonim, you know there was a minhag that they had chasnas on Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah. That was sociological. They were so poor that they couldn't afford both a chasna and a Shabbos meal, so they bundled. So they made the chasna Friday afternoon, and in terms of the suda, that was Friday night dinner. Okay, so okay, but that, fine. That was during the period of the Rishonim. Anyway, okay. The point. Let's stick with the point of the Gemara over here. Here's what happened. It was Friday afternoon, and everyone's block party. Everyone's getting together, and they're having bread. So now what we can do is we can point to the bread and say, hey, look, bread here. This will be our Erev. Or, hey, bread here, this will be our Shituf. And Lokasha, and the Gemara says, by the way, in other words, either version is fine. It just depends where the block party is. If the block party is in the house, so then this bread represents the Erev Chatzirs. If the block party is in the courtyard, in the Chatzir itself, so then this bread can actually represent the Shituf. Either way, you understand where we're going with this whole discussion. We didn't do the march. We didn't march the bread through the mavui. And yet it works. And oh, by the way, this is a halacha brought to us by whom? By Rav. So it's clear that Rav doesn't require the marching of the shitav. So, el time is the Rav. So the Gemara says, fine. Okay, that was a proposal. As I mentioned, the Gemara is not going to accept it. The Gemara did not accept it. Okay, so now, let's go back to square one. We have a Mishnah here in Erevin, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah describes that the five Chatzeros are opened up to one another, and also opened up to the Mavui, and our Mishnah says, good, you'll make an Erev, you'll make Erev Chatzeros, you'll make Sheet of Mavos, good. And when Rav learned our Mishnah, Rav says, no, there was not an opening between the Chatzeros. So why did Rav object so strongly to the opening between the Chatzeros? And it's not because, says the Gemara, what we proposed just a moment ago, that we need to march the bread through the mavui. That's not it. So if that's not it, what is it? So the Gemara says, Elatayim derav, the kasavrei mavui nitra balech v'kara, ashiu batu v'chatzir v'psucham l'socho. It's a separate issue. It's an issue that takes us back to day one of Erevin. Do you remember back in the first day of Erevin, we talked about a mavui? Meaning, a mavui, as we talked about, is Rishos HaYachid, which means that I can carry a mavui. But, as we talked about already from day one of the Masechta, two things need to happen. Number one, there has to be a correction done to the mavui, a tikkun that's done to the mavui. Because, as we talked about, the mavui opens up right into the Rishos HaRabim, and so therefore, if I'm carrying the mavui, I may just simply step over the line, I mean that here literally, step over the line, and just simply walk into the Rishos HaRabim. So that has to be a correction of the Mavui, and that is what? So that's what we learned about from day one of our Masechta. Either Lechi Akora, horizontal pole on the side, or Korah, a beam going over the top. Okay, Lechi El Korah. Then on top of that, if I want to carry in the Mavoi, or to be more specific, if I want to carry from the Chatzar to the Mavoi, then I have to do a Shituf. But right now, what's moving Rav, what's motivating Rav to say that there were no openings between the Chatzar is a technical issue. And that is the following. A Mavoi has a tremendous leniency in that I don't need a fourth wall for the Mavoi. All I need for the Mavoi in order to carry in the Mavoi is a Lechi or Korah. A Lechi is nothing. A Lechi could be a string on the side of the opening of the entrance of the Mavoi. A Korah is a little bit more, admittedly. A Korah is a beam going over the top. It has to be a Tefach wide. Okay. But in other words, but Lechi and Korah, that's not a wall. It's not even a Tzuras HaPesach. It's close to nothing. And it works. So in other words, a Mavoi has a leniency that you don't find in other types of enclosures. Meaning, let's say a Chatzar, for example. If I had a Chatzar opening up into Rishos HaRabim, so would a little Lechi work to be able to carry in the Chatzar? No. Would a Korah over the top work? No. Tzuras HaPesach, yeah, that would work. But Tzuras HaPesach, that has the status of a wall. But a simple Lechi or Korah by a Chatzar opening up into Rishos HaRabim? No way. And so in other words, a Mavoi has a leniency where all I need to use in order to be able to carry in the Mavoi is either a Lechi or a Korah. So it's good to be a Mavoi, if you understand what I mean. So basically now the discussion is, what does it take to be a Mavoi? What's the criteria so that something can be labeled as a Mavoi? So Rav says, I'll tell you what the criteria is. It is, and we've said this before, and today's daf really going to focus on this. In order to be a Mavoi, I need two chatzeros, each one having two houses opening up into the Mavoi. If I don't have that, this doesn't get the status of a Mavoi. I'm not afforded that special leniency where the little Lechi or a little Korah over the top would be there to fix the Mavoi. Okay, now, do I fully understand why it is that this is the criteria? I don't.
I think if the chatzar must have two, otherwise not a chatzar.
A chatzar
must have two houses, otherwise it's not a chatzar.
Well, you could have one house and it still would be a chatzar. It's not a chatzar that requires an eruv,
right,
but it's still a chatzar. If I have a chatzar opening up into Rishos HaRabim, and it's just three walls, and the entire fourth wall is open up into the Rishos HaRabim, I can't carry that chatzar. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to put a fourth wall. It doesn't have to be a total fourth wall. We talked about this earlier in the Masechta, back in the first parak. Okay, but in other words, but not a Lechi, not a Korah. A Lechi and a Korah only is for a Mavoi. And so now we're just giving us a good definition of what a Mavoi is. Not a good definition, the only definition of what a Mavoi is. And that is Batim v'chatzeros. And so now we are full circle, and now we understand Rav. You see, here's what bothers Rav. I have five chatzeros opening up into this Mavoi. Perfect. Rav only requires two chatzeros open up into a Mavoi. Here I got three more than that. Shouldn't that be good? So Rav says, well, hold on one second. If the chatzeros are open up one into another, that's not five chatzeros. That's one chatzer.
Right.
Oh, that's the problem. So that's the problem now. Oh, excuse me. That's the problem. And that's why the Mavoi is not a Mavoi. It doesn't have Shem Mavoi because now it's only one chatzer. So when Rav learns our Mishnah, it has nothing to do with the marching of the Mavoi, of the Shituf through the Mavoi. No, that's not it. It's just that there's a minimum requirement in order for the Mavoi to be a Mavoi. It has to have minimum two chatzeros because all five of these chatzeros are contiguous to one another. And if they were open to one another, that's one chatzer. That's why when Rav learned our Mishnah, it's Ein Psucha Zulazul. They're not open up to one another, so they are five distinct chatzeros. Gufa, the Gemara says, okay, and now we start today's daf. And we're starting now at this point. Meaning, we are now going to be discussing this issue of when is a Mavoi a Mavoi? What point does it have the status of the Mavoi? We already know the beginning of the discussion because we already know the opinion of Rav. This daf over here really belongs in the sixth parak of Erevin. I'd say no, but What difference does it make what I say? In other words, but this is mavui talk. This really should be going back to the first parak of Erevin, but okay. But we got onto the topic, so the Gemara is going to stay on the topic. The only way the mavui gets a shem mavui is only if there are two chatzers, each chatzer having two houses open up to it. Shmuel amar afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Shmuel says no. If he's more lenient, a mavui has the status of a mavui if on one side I have a house and on the other side I have a chatzer. Now, by the way, what you could have said over here is that the house is in the chatzer. You could have said that, but Rashi says don't say that. In other words, what Shmuel means is on one side of the mavui, just a house, meaning not even a chatzer, just a house, adjacent, abutting the mavui, and on the other side you have a chatzer. And oh, by the way, the chatzer is going to have a house inside of it. Bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Rav Yochanan amar afilu churva. And Rav Yochanan says, I'll be even more mekel. Meaning you'll have a chatzer on one side, and on the other side, you won't even have a real house, an inhabitable house. You'll have a churva. Once upon a time it was a house, it's now in ruins. Yes, somebody owns it. No, no one really lives there. And that would be enough to give this mavui the status of a mavui. Okay, let's try to push the envelope. Well, if a churva on one side of the mavui is going to be enough, and no one's living in the churva, how about if I just have a pathway on the other side of the mavui? Meaning on one side of the mavui I have a chatzir with a house, on the other side I just have a pathway. Shvil shal kramim, pathway that goes through a vineyard. Amalei lo. Now that's not good enough. So Amar Rav Yochanan Ela Bechorva De Chazeladira Ava Shvil Shakramim De Lo Chazeladira Lo. You see, the Chorva, no one's living in it, but it once upon a time was a house. It's Roy Ladira. All right, okay, we'll get it. It needs a couple of fix it. Right, a little bit of work, but we can make it work. But a Shvil Shakramim, that's not a house at all. It doesn't have the status of a dira, and therefore it will not give the mavui the status of a mavui. Now the Gemara is going to take a moment to point out that we can find consistency in the position of Rav Yochanan. Quickly to review, basically now we're discussing when does a mavui have the status of a mavui. We have three opinions: Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Rav says that a mavui only has the status of a mavui if there are two chatzeres open up to the mavui and each chatzer has two houses. Shmuel says no, I only need a chatzer on one side and just a house on the other side. And Rav Yochanan says, I'll take it even one step further. A chatzar on one side, and a churva on the other side, and this mavui has the status of a mavui. Three opinions. The Gemara is going to... Now, by the way, we go like Rav. Okay, the halacha is like Rav. But the Gemara is going to point out, at least we're going to find consistency within the position of Rav Yochanan. Dinan, because we have a Mishnah. We've quoted this Mishnah already a number of times, but truth be told, we haven't gotten up to this Mishnah yet. The Mishnah is coming up later in the Masechta. Echad gagos ve'echad karfifos ve'echad chatzeros v'shos echad hein lekelon sheshaftu l'socham v'lo lekelon sheshaftu b'soch habayis. And so now, this Mishnah tells us the following. It's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which is the following. A chatzir is v'shos yachid, correct? Yes. I have a kli in the chatzir, meaning it started on Shabbos in the chatzir. Okay, we'll put a little tag on it, put a little label on it. This kli started out Shabbos in the chatzir. I can move the kli around in the chatzir. That's not a problem. Meaning, even without an eruv, it's fine. You know what the eruv accomplishes? It allows me to carry from the house to the chatzir. But items that are in the chatzir itself, it's good. You can carry the item throughout the chatzir. Okay, fine. That's not a problem. Rav Shimon goes one step further. Not only can I move this item within this chatzir, I can even move it to another chatzir. That's also fine. Oh, we didn't make an Erev? No. The Erev is there to allow you to carry from the house to the chatzir. Right? From a more private area to a more common area. But to move items from one chatzir to another chatzir, that's fine. I can even move this from a chatzir to a gag. From a gag to a karpaf. Meaning, from these different types of enclosed areas. It's fine. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Again, what you can't do, in other words, the starting point for the whole discussion is, I certainly can't carry something from a house to a chatzer without the benefit of an Erev.
But in the chatzer itself.
Huh?
But in the chatzer
itself, that would be fine. That is Shitas Rabbi Shimon. V'amar Rav Halachika Rabbi Shimon. Now Rav says, and by the way, that's the halacha, but with one proviso. V'hu shelo irvu. Aval irvu gazrinan. But Rav says, I'll tell you what. Yes, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, which does allow us to carry into an item within a chatzer. Again, it started Shabbos in the chatzer. I can carry it within the chatzer. I can move it cross chatzer from one chatzer to another chatzer. But says Rav, you know what? In this regard, an Erev is going to hurt you. If the chatzeros made an Erev and not with one another, but independent of one another, Rav will tell you, then I cannot pick up an item and carry it. Even though the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, I can't pick up an item and carry it from one chatzer to another. Why not? Because they're separate entities of one another. And what I may end up doing, because our chatzer made an Eruv, is take an item from my house, bring it into the chatzer, and then carry it to another chatzer. So, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, but only if the chatzeros didn't make an Eruv. Oddly enough, ironically enough, all right, an Erev in this regard is going to backfire, and it will not allow me to carry from one chatzer to another. Now, Shmuel doesn't subscribe to this whole gzera. He doesn't believe that this is in fact so. Meaning, yes, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and it doesn't matter whether our chatzer made an Erev or whether it did not. Items that start Shabbos off in the chatzer, I can carry within the chatzer, and even from one chatzer to another. And oh, by the way, Rav Yochanan also agrees with Shmuel's position as well. Well, so what do you see? So you see that both according to Shmuel and according to Rav Yochanan, but right now focus on Rav Yochanan, because we're just going to show consistency within Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan's not worried that on any given Shabbos, I'm going to pick an item up, carry it out from my house to the chatzer, and of course the only way I'm doing that is through an Eruv, and then I'm going to move it from one chatzer to another. Well, in other words, that's not a concern. Hachanami lo gazrinan to ma'asi lafuke mane de chatzer lechorva. Here as well, right, there's no concern, meaning, let's, again, picture our mavoi. On one side I have a chatzer. On the other side I have a chorva. There is no concern, according to Rav Yochanan, that I'm going to pick up an item from the chatzer and carry it over to the chorva. Chorva is, no one's living in the chorva. It'd be prohibited to do so. Rav Yochanan says, I'm not worried, no one's going to do that. Okay? So it's just a consistent point of Rav Yochanan regarding the halacha regarding Rabbi Shimon, and our halacha regarding a mavoi, with on one side being a chatzer, on the other side being a chorva. Okay, and let's finish off today with the following story. I'm sorry, before we get to the story. Yosef Rabrona v'kamala hashmaita amalei Rav Elazar bar be Rav amar Shmuel hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? Meaning, what was Shmuel's position? What's the definition of a mavoi? Chatzer on one side, house on the other. So Amalei in. So he says, yeah. So Amalei ach v'lei ushbizei. So he says, show me the innkeeper. Ach v'lei, asa l'kami de Shmuel, Amalei, Amar marhachi, Amalei in. Did Shmuel really say this? Yes, Shmuel really said this. V'amar hu da amar, ein lana be'ervin ela kalasha mishnasenu, sh'amav l'chatzeres kechatzel abatim. Here's the problem. How could Shmuel say this? Because didn't you also tell me in the name of Shmuel that in the world of Erevin, you must follow the Mishnah literally? Now, if you're saying I heard this before, that's because you heard this before. It was Rav. That much I don't remember. I trust you more than I trust me. Okay, but in the meantime, however, okay, so apparently over here they're attributing it to Shmuel. In the meantime, however, in the world of Erevin, we have to follow the Mishnah literally. And what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that right. Look back at our Mishnah. Look at the words of the Mishnah. You don't have to turn back the page. Just look back in the previous Amud on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says the shamavu lechatzeros ke chatzol abatim. Mavu is to chatzeros. So I know the Mishnah was not trying to make a statement of what the definition of a mavu is, but the Mishnah does say that I have a mavu to its courtyards, plural. So sounds like Rav is right. It sounds like that the very definition of a mavu is when it has courtyards and not just a courtyard. Shmuel, what are you going to do with that piece of information? Now remember, Shmuel said that a mavu is chatz on one side and just a house on the other side. So what do you do with our Mishnah? That's a good question. In fact, it's such a good question, ishtik. Yeah, he didn't have an answer. It was that good a question. So kibla minei lo kibla minei. So to which now the Gemara wants to know, so I know Shmuel didn't respond, but does that mean that he accepted the challenge? Or does that mean that, no, he didn't have a response, but he thought about it, and whatever his response was, it was, and we're not privy to his response. But the Gemara says, but I will tell you a story. So there was the following mavui. Now the way the mavui works is that there was a chatzar on one side, and on the other side of the mavui was just a shul. Just a shul. And in this shul was living a person by the name of Ivis Bar Ihi. Avalei lichaya v'sharle Shmuel. So now in this mavui, Shmuel basically said, it's a mavui. I got a chatzar on one side of the mavui. I got a shul on the other side of the mavui. It's a mavui. And because it's a mavui, you know what we need? All we need is a lechi. A lechi at the entrance of the mavui. And now I can carry in the mavui.
You know that there's only one shul that
doesn't have a courtyard? Okay, wait. Right, we're going to... Information is going to be given to us only a little bit at a time. Trickling of information. Avalei lechia v'shara leishmol. So asa Rav Anan shajay. So after the death of Shmuel, so along comes Rav Anan. We've seen this before. Meaning the right while he's alive, we'll respect the mavul, we'll respect the position. But after Shmuel dies, so Rav Anan comes and he knocks down the lechi. No good. So Amar Mevoa. So now he apparently Ihi Ivis Par Ihi. He says, I don't understand. Mavoa de Darnebe Ve'asina Mishmei de Mar Shmuel. So Naisir Rav Anan Barav Nishdaya Man. So Nafir, meaning during the years of Shmuel, Shmuel was okay with it, and now he dies, and now who are you to come and to disqualify the mavui, which Shmuel himself was totally comfortable with. Shema mina lo kibli minei. So what do you see from all this? What you get from this story is that Shmuel was still comfortable with his position. That a mavui is a mavui, even though it's a chatzar on one side and just a house on the other side. Now in this case, it's not a house, it was a shul. So, but you get the sense now that Shmuel did not waver from his original position, even though a good point was made against Shmuel, and that is our Mishnah in the sixth parak of Erevin, where our Mishnah says, Mavui lechatzeros, which makes it sound like, in order for a Mavui to be a Mavui, I need two chatzeros on both sides. So now, we get this is trickling of information. So now the Gemara says, La'olam em lecha kiblamina. No, what you could argue is that Shmuel capitulated. The challenge was an excellent challenge. Shmuel yielded to the position of Rav. In order for a mavu to be a mavu, he needs two chatzers flanking it. And over here, hacha, chazanu hu da'ava achol nahama bebeitei. But really, what happened over here is that I had the chazan. Chazan, you know, that's the gabbai. More than the gabbai. Right, the shamish. The shamish of the shul. Took care of everything in the shul. So he would eat in his house, the Asi bias bebe kanishta. Bias over here means to sleep. But he would sleep in the shul. The Avis Bar'i Savar Makam Pita Garim. Now Avis Bar'i thought, okay, we just had this discussion yesterday. What's his Makam Dira? Right? We have machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Right? Makam Dira is defined by where you eat or where you sleep. Okay? So Ivas Bar'i thought, oh, it's Makam Pita.
Right.
It's where you eat. He wasn't eating in the shul. He was sleeping in the shul. So he thought, so really what the shul is essentially is, right, it's the shul's not a chatzer. Because, right, the other, it's the other side where he was eating, that's where the chatzer was, and the shul is just the shul. Shmuel Atame. But what he didn't know is that Shmuel was consistent with his reasoning, which in yesterday's daf, what did we learn? To Amar, Makam Lina Garim. That no, it's not where you eat, it's where you sleep. And because the Chazan was sleeping in the shul, that means that the Chazan was a resident of the shul. The Chazan was a resident of the shul. There was also another residence that was adjacent to the shul. And so now you know what the shul was? The shul was really not just a shul, the shul was also a chatzer. And so now the shul has the status of a chatzer, so the reason why Shmuel said this mavu is fine, and just throw a lechi up in the front of the mavu and you're fine, is because of his position of being that lina is the garem, you actually have two chatzeros, one on one side, and the shul being a chatzer on the other side. Once the chazan dies, once he wasn't sleeping in the shul, so then the shul is just simply a shul, and that's why even Shmuel would have taken down the lechi had he been alive today. Okay, good. So that was the story of the shul. Okay, very good. We finish up today. So again, today a big discussion, really the entirety of today's daf, Ayin Daled, was a question of at what point in time exactly does the mavui have the status of a mavui, in which we could throw up just either a lechi or a kara in the front in order to be matirit. So, in fact, it's interesting, the daf today is Ayin Daled, right? The first words of the daf today is Ad Shiyu Batim V'Chatzeros. You need, good, a good way to remember today's daf. You need Batim V'Chatzeros to open up into the Ad Shiyu Batim V'Chatzeros in order for it to be the Mavui. That's in fact the Halacha. Halacha is in fact like Rav. The Gemara pretty much argues that Shmuel capitulated to Rav's position. Okay, Adkan. We stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up with Daf Ayin Hey, as Stu pointed out to me last night. Tomorrow's the Rabbi Kiva Daf, meaning we've been referencing this Daf again and again, but tomorrow we actually get to see the Daf inside, the Rabbi Kiva Daf. You'll see what I mean tomorrow.